From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting for a second day Wednesday. Russia said its warplanes attacked Syrian targets from an Iranian airbase. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
The Russian aircraft have been using the Hamadan Air Base located southwest of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington Tuesday called the Russian use of the base unfortunate.
And frankly, that only makes more difficult what is already a very contentious and complex and difficult situation. And it only pushes us further away from what we're all, at least say we're trying to pursue, which is a credible nationwide cessation of hostilities and a political process in Geneva that leads to a peaceful transition. What's unclear to us right now is the extent to which they're using Iran. We've seen varying reports that maybe it was a one-off thing, or whether they're going to continue, we just don't know at this point.
Moscow said its strikes targeted terrorist groups and caches of weapons, ammunition, and fuel. Gabon's main opposition parties have chosen former Foreign Minister Jean Ping as their candidate in this month's election against President Ali Bongo, seeking a second term. The 74-year-old Ping, who has chaired the African Union Commission and served as UN General Assembly President, faces a daunting task of unseating Mr. Bongo, who succeeded his late father in 2009, who ruled the tiny West African country for more than four decades. Suspected militants ambushed an Indian convoy in Kashmir Wednesday, killing three security personnel in the latest violent incident following the killing last month of a popular separatist leader by security forces. This is VOA News. In